morning like this, you get up, step outside, and you say, well, it's right, what? How would you describe a morning like this?
It's pleasant. It's pretty. It's a fancy sunshine today and promised to sunshine tomorrow. It's beautiful.
That's all we didn't have a promise then. Now we can take a radio or a television, keep up with it. Back down, we didn't keep up with it. We just taking it easy.
whatever.
Had to watch the signs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Lord's good to us now. Give us good weather.
Mm. You know, that's now, you know, way back down there, if you'd get up, people hadn't learned if it tallied up was. Somebody would say it'd be snowing by night. Mm. You might hear a tally in the wintertime. It looks so great this year. Loud your door here, and you just might get to see snow way off. And now you've got these newscasters, and you know what it's doing all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's snowing and cutting up back here in the northwest, but last winter now, it gave that real freeze about a month and a half before that ever got here.
Mm-hmm.
They was having it in the north and northwest.
Do you ever say the weather is airish?
Sometimes you come out, you come out. That's through the peach orchard now.
Yeah,
we're peach orchard.
Does Irish mean windy?
I think so. Yeah.
And if the wind wind has been calm and it's starting to blow hard, you say, I think the wind is
shifting back up.
And if this cloud is in a day like this, if the clouds start to come in, you say, I think the weather's going to.
We're going to be tired in a while. Maybe raining tomorrow. And
if it's been cloudy and you see some clear sky, you say, I think the weather's gonna clear off or clear off.
Sometimes they clear off that way, what your opinion is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now back to the old log cabin again where I was born. One time after timber been used for different 4, 5, or 10 years, I don't know how long, the stem began to wear out. And we need a new stem to it. Mother got one morning and said, boys, I was going to fix that chimney today. And Mother kind of took the lead. And nothing to do but just make a new chimney. We took it all down and got a place out there and began to make some grass and straw and mud to put up. And by 12 o'clock it had been snowing hard. And we had to quit and about half done. And we just took some plank and laid over the rest of that chimney there. We had a smoky place for about a week or 2 days. We got it fixed.
So you got it fixed.
That was the way it happened in about 19 or 12.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned when you were a boy, the doctor gave you sassafras tea and poke salad. Huh?
That was considered good medicine those days.
What was that for?
Breaking up for the flu. Kind of thin your blood, or it makes it.
Suppose you got sick. Your stomach was
upset and vomiting, and it sat and the bowels moving off, and nothing was said about that. It was just, I guess he knew what to do, and of course, give me the medicine to take it with.
Would you call that just sick at the
sick the stomach, or upset stomach?
Nothing. You just waited for it to go. Is that?
That's right.
Uh-huh. They used to have that pretty bad.
I've sold quite a bit of sassafras roots. I've dug up some around here, and I get 50 cents a bone, pretty good about wrapping it. Put a little leather band around it. You boil it just like you do coffee. Make it just like you do coffee. Boil it.
When you sold Riley's products, did you have some kind of stomach medicine?
Well, we had one of the old time liniment was good for that, and then there's I really don't know what kind of thing was good for upset stomach, and I don't remember just that way. But keep off the flu, keep off cold, was what I most I done for.
He had mustard ointment.
Ointment to doctor when you had to sore in your chest.
For colds.
All Riley's benefits I saw was for getting you through the winter without having pneumonia.
So a tonic?
Yeah,
he had
tonic. There's a good tonic there, a blood builder, called a wine of cod liver oil. Very good.
Mm-hmm. And about